2017 National English Competition for College Students. Level D. Preliminary. Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. One. Miss Wright, did you speak to Mr. Hudson?
Yes, I did. I asked him to ring later. He says he'll ring you this afternoon.
That's fine. Has Chris photocopied that report yet?
Not yet, but I told him to do it immediately. I think he's doing it now. Two. I was in Tokyo last year and had trouble getting around.
What kind of problems did you have?
Well, most of the street signs are only in Japanese, and I don't know enough of the language to ask for help. If I spoke Japanese, I wouldn't have gotten lost so often. Three. Have you heard the news, Bill?
No. What?
A war has just started in Mandanga.
Mandanga? Where's that?
I don't know exactly, but it's worrying. They showed a television report last night. Four. John, are you meeting Mr. Watson at your office tomorrow morning?
No, I told his secretary that we would meet him at his hotel.
Is that Hilton Hotel behind the office building?
That's right. And then we'll have lunch at Golden Duck Restaurant.
Five. What are you reading?
The Godfather. It's about the mafia in America. John recommended me to read it.
It's a very long book.
I know. I've been reading it for a month and I haven't finished it yet. Actually, I don't like the long books. Section B. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. During the pause, read the questions and make your answers on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1. Listen to the conversation. Mark each statement as either true, T, or false, F, according to your listening.
Today, Jeremy Parsons, the author of a new book called Banned by Law, is here to tell us about some new rules and laws.
Hi, Erica. Thanks for allowing me to be here.
Hi, Jeremy. Let's start with New York. The mayor has tried to clean up the city, hasn't he?
That's right. It's now illegal to drink alcohol in public places or smoke in restaurants. And it's illegal to feed the pigeons.
Perhaps a lot of people are angry about the bans.
Well, New York is now a nicer place to live. But people want to make their own decisions. They don't want to follow so many rules.
Yes, it's all about individual freedom or government control, isn't it? What about the rest of the world?
Well, in Tokyo, you mustn't use your mobile phone on the train.
That seems fair enough.
Well, yes, but here's a strange one from Halifax, Canada. People there aren't allowed to wear perfume or other products that have a strong smell.
Conversation 2. Listen to the conversation. Mark each question as A, B, C, or D, according to your listening. How long have you been away from Canada?
We've only been in Madrid for 4 months, but I've lived abroad for a long time. Since I was 12, I've lived in 3 different countries: Russia, Greece, and now Spain.
That means you've been to lots of different schools. Has that been difficult?
Well, I've been at international schools which give lessons in English. But yes, it's difficult when you start at a new school in a foreign country. You don't know anyone, and you feel a bit lost. The first time was the worst. That was in Russia. I was really confused and lonely for a while. And then, when I started to feel at home, Dad got a new job and we moved again.
So, what's it like now in Madrid?
I think I've adapted quite well, and I've started to learn Spanish. Of course, I'm still a foreigner, but I don't mind that anymore.
Have you enjoyed moving from place to place?
Yes and no. It's always interesting and it gives you confidence. But it's hard when you have to leave and say goodbye.
Do you ever go back to Canada?
Yes. In fact, I went back to my old school in Toronto for 6 months last year. In some ways, that was the strangest experience I've ever had. Everything was the same, but I was different. I felt a lot older than other kids of my age.
Is Canada still home to you?
Of course. I do really miss it, but it would be quite hard to live there all the time.
Section C. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. Each item will be read only once. After each item, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the centre.
Many Kenyans were surprised after the education minister released results of the country's 2016 university entrance exam. Just 15% of the more than 500,000 students who took the exam passed it. The results are much lower than last year. Some people believe the results are lower because officials took action to reduce cheating on the test.
There is good news for people who think they do not have time to exercise. A group of researchers from a university in Canada recently published a study that says short bursts of high-intensity exercise are good for you. In fact, this kind of exercise is just as good as spending up to an hour riding a bike or running steadily.
U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and Coca-Cola North America President Sandy Douglas recently announced that their partnership to restore and protect damaged watersheds within national forest lands achieved a milestone of 1 billion liters of water restored, and that the partnership will commit to double that outcome through 2018. From the very beginning of his administration, addressing climate change has been one of President Barack Obama's top priorities. Looking back today, the Obama administration's 8-year quest to lead global efforts to reduce harmful greenhouse gas emissions has been a historic success. In December 2015, the world came together to adopt the Paris Agreement on climate change.
Not many scientific studies begin like this.
Many hours of watching YouTube clips, trying to find as many yawns as possible.
But for Andrew Gallup, an evolutionary psychologist who studies yawning at the State University of New York, it was all in a day's work. Gallup says yawns have traditionally been known as a sign of sleepiness or boredom.
But recent evidence suggests that yawning may function to promote brain cooling.
Section D. In this section, you will hear two short passages. The passages will be read twice. After each passage, there will be a 30-second pause. During the pause, write the answers on the answer sheet.
Listen to the passage. For questions 21 to 25, fill in the blanks with the exact words or phrases you hear.
You can't wear those here. It was a hot summer day instead of the usual good morning from his boss. Philip Dale was told to go home and change out of his casual shorts and flip-flops. He refused, and then he was out of a job. I work in an office and we don't have to meet clients, said Mr. Dale. Women can wear skirts and shorts. Why do men have to wear hot trousers and ties? But the company disagreed. This is work, not a holiday on the beach, said a company spokeswoman. It's true that Mr. Dale doesn't have to work with customers, but he has to go in and out of the building, and we must think about our image. What's more, Mr. Dale's contract says very clearly, employees must wear suitable clothes in the workplace. It's a question of professionalism. Shorts and flip-flops are not formal enough. However, Mr. Dale's lawyer said, this is a question of human rights. Companies cannot tell their employees what to wear. Of course, employees should wear clothes that are suitable for their work. But there is nothing wrong with shorts in the summer. The important question here is the question of sexual discrimination. If they must have rules about clothes, they cannot have some rules for men and others for women. You can't wear those here. It was a hot summer day instead of the usual good morning from his boss. Philip Dale was told to go home and change out of his casual shorts and flip-flops. He refused, and then he was out of a job. I work in an office and we don't have to meet clients, said Mr. Dale. Women can wear skirts and shorts. Why do men have to wear hot trousers and ties? But the company disagreed. This is work, not a holiday on the beach, said a company spokeswoman. It's true that Mr. Dale doesn't have to work with customers, but he has to go in and out of the building, and we must think about our image. What's more, Mr. Dale's contract says very clearly, employees must wear suitable clothes in the workplace. It's a question of professionalism. Shorts and flip-flops are not formal enough. However, Mr. Dale's lawyer said, this is a question of human rights. Companies cannot tell their employees what to wear. Of course, employees should wear clothes that are suitable for their work. But there is nothing wrong with shorts in the summer. The important question here is the question of sexual discrimination. If they must have rules about clothes, they cannot have some rules for men and others for women.
Listen to the passage. For questions 26 to 30, complete the notes using no more than three words for each blank. International Volunteers is a unique international organization, which brings together volunteers from all over the world to work in developing countries. We organize projects worldwide with a particular emphasis on health, education, and community support. Recent locations have included India, Kenya, and Uzbekistan. Volunteers work in teams and have the opportunities to learn new skills and meet new friends while making an important contribution to local communities. We will pay for your food, accommodation, and medical protection where appropriate. Train you in the skills you need to help the local community and give you constant support during your volunteer period. If you apply, you must be between 17 and 24. You can volunteer for 4 weeks to 6 months and have to stay with a local host family during your time as a volunteer. And what's more, you need to be able to speak English. Please download an application form from our website and fill it in. Write an accompanying letter saying what kind of volunteer work you would like and where you would like to work. Give information about your skills, abilities, and interests. Finally, post your letter and the completed form to International Volunteers, 96 Clifton Rise, Bristol, BR36 2. HUDL-UK. International Volunteers is a unique international organization, which brings together volunteers from all over the world to work in developing countries. We organize projects worldwide with a particular emphasis on health, education, and community support. Recent locations have included India, Kenya, and Uzbekistan. Volunteers work in teams and have the opportunities to learn new skills and meet new friends while making an important contribution to local communities. We will pay for your food, accommodation, and medical protection, where appropriate. Train you in the skills you need to help the local community and give you constant support during your volunteer period. If you apply, you must be between 17 and 24. You can volunteer for 4 weeks to 6 months and have to stay with a local host family during your time as a volunteer. And what's more, you need to be able to speak English. Please download an application form from our website and fill it in. Write an accompanying letter saying what kind of volunteer work you would like and where you would like to work. Give information about your skills, abilities, and interests. Finally, post your letter and the completed form to International Volunteers, 96 Clifton Rise, Bristol, BR36-2DL-UK.
This is the end of the listening part. Please transfer your answers to the answer sheet.